You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, The Story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. We can call this a mark it down show because you need to mark it down and come to Bessemer, Alabama and enjoy some Bob Sykes barbecue. I've got Van Sykes next to me. We have Daryl Furman, who's been on the show several times now to talk about Letterman of the USA. Welcome back to the show, Daryl.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having the Letterman USA this morning, man. Great to be here.
Always enjoy talking about this effort as we try to support veterans. Your organization has so many different layers to it where they're supporting these veterans, and you have a passion for that.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a lot of moving pieces on the board, there's no doubt. And I think that's why this organization has been successful now 11 years.
Wow.
It's 11 years in December.
Take us back to when it first started, that football game between Alabama and Auburn football players after the Tornadoes.
Yes. So there was some guy over in Atlanta. He was a football coach at the time, and he had this really crazy idea that former Alabama and Auburn players could come together and take on a monumental effort and raise a lot of money for anything that, as I always say, you combine the Crimson jersey. You got a lot of power in this state, but you combine that royal blue jersey with it and a little bit of Word of God, there's no platform you can't take on. So, yeah, that's what came out of that. And, you know, it's just one of those things you look back and you said, did that really happen? Because that night, it seems like now it was just a dream. Because it so many forces and things that had to happen for something like that, of that magnitude to be able to happen in such a short period of time, had to come together. I mean, the Auburn football, the athletic department, the Auburn Football Letterman's Club had to sign off on it. I guess at the time, the head coach at Auburn, I think it was Malzahn, had to sign off on it. Nick Saban had to sign off on it. The A Club had to sign off on it. It was a lot of things that had to come together. There were meetings to 2 o'clock in the morning for 3 months prior to the event, because you had to plan everything from garbage to removal to security. We had the governor was coming, so we had to have security for the governor of the state of Alabama. So it was quite an event. And what came out of it is now is something that I look back on it and I was like, did that really happen? But it did happen. And what we proved was we proved that rival teams could come together for a common purpose and work together and build this enormous national platform to help our veterans and wounded veterans and also help our own former players in need.
What was the next step, Darryl, to create Letterman of the USA and to carry this forward like you have?
Well, at first, I always say we didn't know what we wanted to be when we grew up. So we started working out with the homeless shelter here in Birmingham, the Firehouse Shelter and the homeless here, which will bring us at some point in time in this interview full circle, because I'll tell you more about that. But that was where we first started, was working with the homeless here in Birmingham, the Firehouse Shelter, doing things like cooking serves for the homeless, cleaning the Firehouse Shelter with former players. What we realized is that by bringing former Auburn and Alabama players and coaches and UAB to something, we could bring the cameras with us, is what we realized. And that was publicity, and that shined a spotlight on whatever we were doing. And so we've been able to take it from there. And then this is kind of a long story, but since you ask it, let's talk about how Autographs for Heroes came into being. That's our signature program, our oldest program. We were following Josh Wetzel and on Facebook, on social media, and he was coming home for a wedding, and we wanted to thank him. And in those days, we were called the Letterman of the Iron Bowl, if you remember, just because we were just former Alabama and Auburn players at the time and coaches. And so I went to a friend of mine that owns Salem's Diner. Wayne Salem played for Auburn. His brother played with me at Alabama, Jimbo Salem, and his cousin George played with me at Alabama, George Salem. And if you remember, years ago, there was something called Captain Hook's. George's dad owned that. And, of course, Wayne and him owned the Salem's drive-thrus and Salem's Diner. So I went to my friend Wayne Salem one morning, and I said, hey, Wayne, we want to thank Josh Wetzel, who's an Auburn guy, in some kind of special kind of way. And he said, hey, Darryl, I got this. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of it. So to our astonishment, Coach Pat Sullivan was still living at the time, Heisman Trophy winner, Auburn University, and Casey Dunn signed the first autographed football to Josh Wetzel, and that's how Autographed Heroes came into being, because you didn't just have an autograph from a former Heisman Trophy winner football player. You had an autograph from a former Auburn great that was presented to an Auburn wounded veteran at the Birmingham Airport in October of 2012.
That's incredible. And thinking about what we have done today, up to today, with the veterans who have come and received those footballs and what it means to them. I know you were talking to Van about how year before last, there were those who were tearing up because it had such an impact on their life. A simple autograph, but it meant that they took time to honor the heroes.
Well, over the years, that's been a really amazing thing that it has. You know, I always say now, as far as the organization goes, we were originally, when we started out, we were about motivation, guidance, and support. We're now hands-on. We do things that, through these programs, starting out, like you were talking about, of these motivational and guided support, of giving these autographed footballs to these kids that come from small towns like Gordo, Alabama, or Peoria, Illinois, wherever. I mean, you know, they don't have the opportunity to go to an Alabama game or an Illinois game or an Indiana game. They'll never get that opportunity to meet that head coach, most likely. And so for a Nick Saban or a Jimbo Fisher or a Kirby Smart to take the time to sign a football and then us present it to them. And sometimes, you know, it's not just a football. Sometimes it can be like the Roops in Georgia and get lifelong sideline passes with a UGA football from Kirby Smart. You never know what these folks are going to do. So Autographs for Heroes is an amazing program because in the years that it's been in existence, since it started out giving that one football in Birmingham, Alabama, on October 2012, to date, after we just had our last Autographs for Heroes with Heroes Week, we're at 500 now. We have given 500 autographed footballs to veterans and wounded veterans across the United States. I believe every state has been covered now, including Alaska and some of the territories. And then, you know, we gave 3 Hawaii footballs to 3 Hawaiian veterans
yes.
in November. You were there. You witnessed that. And Bill Clark also. Bill Clark's who put us over the top because he signed the same amount of footballs we gave that day. He signed UAB footballs that day as well. And that put us to 500.
It's a good time today to unpack the different activities that Letterman the USA is involved in. And Interiors for Heroes is one of those. Let's talk about Interiors for Heroes so that new listeners understand what's going on there.
Right. Well, Interiors for Heroes has got a lot of facets to it. And we'll be able to segue into several other, I guess, programs.
Yes.
But originally, it was supposed to have been a one-off in 2021 during COVID. We were asked by the Salvation Army. They had a veteran at Valley Glory that was in desperate need of furniture, and would we be willing to help? Well, about that time, as you know, Susan Cormany got involved with us, and she's retired from the corporate world and also has a background in interior decorating. And she said, let me do this with you guys and let me see what happens. So that one-off became 4, came 6, and now it's close to 20, what we call turnkeys. And that's essentially, we work with the Salvation Army, these guys or these girls. We've actually done one female veteran here in Birmingham. Her name is Reba, but they get a a voucher, and we go from there with as far as going in and cleaning the apartment, bringing in all our sponsors as far as Strongbox, Metro Truck, who not only help us transport the furniture that we get that are donated, but they also house that furniture for us as well. And then we go into one of these dwellings that they receive from either Priority Veteran or from Salvation Army, and we put everything in from the flat screen down to the hand towels and the Dawn dishing detergent to the washer and dryer.
Utilities for Heroes.
That's correct. Utilities Heroes is one of those programs where, as I said, we would be able to segue into this. Utilities Heroes basically came out of Interiors for Heroes, finding out more about these veterans. We realized some of them can't even afford to pay their power bills, their water bills. And so we had a veteran here in Birmingham, Alabama. I'll just call him William. He's a Marine, one of that Korean War veteran era. It was September. I guess 2021, one of the hottest days of the year. Man's $300 behind on his power bill, comes to us. I knew him from the Marine Corps League, which I'm a member of, and he asked if we would help him. And Mike Oakley retired from Alabama Power and also retired from, I think, from the Alabama National Guard. I think he was the command sergeant major for that. We went to work on Alabama Power and got them to help us take care of this man's power bill, and Utilities for Heroes was born from there.
Excellent. I like that, because you do stress the importance of the whole package, a place to live, utilities, all the various things, even Food for Heroes that we talked about.
That's a new program, and it's really new as of this year. And then there's also rent as well. So there's a lot of facets to the Interiors for Heroes program. It's kind of like the Homes for Heroes program that we won't really be able to touch on much today, but it's got a lot of facets to it and a lot of moving pieces on the board. And then, of course, you know, there are other programs that we have, the Laptops for Heroes for the Gold Star children. We also have the Wheels for Heroes, which is personal mobility aids. We have the Homes for Heroes, which, you know, we're kind of at a standstill with that right now, but I think some things are going to happen sometime this year that's going to allow us to continue on. You know a little bit about it. We've helped folks with doing ADA compliant renovations on their porches and things for veterans that are in need for home repair. And we were hoping to expand on that this year, but that'll come in the future.
Excellent. Right now, folks, we're coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. We're glad to be here. I love this place. Love Van Sykes and what he means to this community here in Bessemer, as we have the Barbecue and Blues Festival coming up on April the 24th. 29th. April 29th. Thank you. And then, of course, we have February the 3rd, which is a Friday night. We have the One Yard at a Time Gala, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Glad to have you with us today as we come to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue. We have customers coming in already to enjoy great barbecue here since 1957, 66 years of Bob Sykes Barbecue this year. We're always glad to be able to present the Mark White Show from this location. I have with me Daryl Furman. He is founder of Letterman of the USA. Welcome back to the show, Daryl.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having us this morning, man. We're so pleased to be here at Bob Sykes Barbecue, man. This is something. I'd be remiss if I don't tell folks about the live auction. Bob has donated a 20-person dinner.
In their own backyard.
In their own backyard, that's right. And Elaine Light is here, and she's our PR lady, and she will hit me over the head if I don't tell you about Bob's book, which is right here in front of us. And I think we got some silent auction items. Elaine, we got the Bob Sykes Barbecue Festival that's coming up on the 29th. Is some donated tickets for that, 2 tickets. And then also I think there's a couple other items.
You have some wonderful Jack Granger additional experiences that will be part of the gala on February 3rd, right?
That's correct. We have some great what we call trips that'll be in the live auction that night. You'll be able to go to Tuscany for 7 nights for 4 people. 4 people, Mark, that's incredible. Take 4 people to Tuscany for 7 nights. We'll have the big game hunt that we talked about, a 4-person hunt in Argentina, and then we'll have this one right here.
Antigua, 7 nights for 4 people.
There's a NASCAR for 2 day, 2 people with a 2-night stay. Choose from 11 motor speedway tracks in major cities, 2 years for until it expires on that one. That's incredible. So I appreciate that. And, you know, we're also going to have a lady there that's going to be doing that painting like we had the year before in 2022. She'll come to your home and do the painting, the live painting. You remember that one? So it's going to be a fun night of patriotism. A lot of great items to bid on, like in the live auction, like hunting trips to Argentina.
It's amazing what's come together for Letterman of the USA in this gala, which will be February the 3rd at
The Club.
I say The Club. I guess that's my
Potato Potato, right?
The Club in Birmingham, Alabama. So, Daryl, we were talking about all the different efforts that Letterman of the USA is involved in. You mentioned one of them just briefly. That's Laptops for Heroes. And you don't leave the young people out. You don't leave the children out.
No.
Because they actually have an opportunity to receive a nice laptop for their schooling, whatever they need to use that for.
That's correct. We had to cancel Laptops for Heroes in 2021 for COVID, but in 2020 was the first Laptops for Heroes we did, and it was an amazing success. We gave laptops from Homewood, Alabama, all the way up to Huntsville, Alabama. Elaine Light and I were like Santa Claus and his little helper running down the road, giving out laptops. And, Secretary of State John Merrill came up to me in Huntsville and he says, you know, you've done a lot of amazing things with Letterman USA, Daryl, but when you start impacting children's lives, that's when you're really doing something. And that's what we're trying to do there with that program. And we hope to be able to do it again. We actually spoke with the Alabama Power Foundation last week about continuing the Laptops for Heroes program. So we're hoping we'll have something good to talk about in the near future on that.
You are extending the legacy of these heroes when you show honor in the way that you do. So these young people feel that people care about what their father or their mother, their aunt, uncle, whoever served, did. And to honor their service is very important, and to make people feel like giving their life, as Van talked about before the show, giving their life over to their country to sacrifice themselves for that. You become not the same citizen as you were prior to that commitment that you made. And so us to have a greater appreciation, this allows us through these programs to show that we care, to show that we want to support our veterans who sacrificed so much for us.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because Van and I just had a really great conversation about the Vietnam era veterans. And I had a family member who was a Vietnam era veteran. I think one of the reasons why we do what we do on the level that we do to try to impact these men and women, these warriors' lives, is because of what I witnessed as a young man and how these Vietnam veterans were treated. And one of the things that I think that the Letterman the USA does and does well is that we have taken what I call my dad's Marine Corps values of honor, courage, and commitment, and we have combined it with my mom's Florence Nightingale sensibilities, and we have built an organization that all of us can be proud of that will hopefully be going on 150 years from now after we've all turned to dust.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to interview your mom not just too long ago.
She's something, man.
She turned 90 years old, correct? It was 90?
Yeah.
90th birthday. And still had two patients that she served.
That's correct.
Alzheimer's patients that she told us about.
Yep.
Amazing woman. I appreciate you connecting me with your mom.
No, my mom is my mom, and what she's done in my life as far as impact in my life. I've told you quite a bit about my dad and his Marine Corps values, but it was those late nights after mom got home from the hospital and she took her little doctor's bag that you don't see anymore, the little black little purse and with the stethoscope, and we went out into those sharecropper fields and into those houses that had those lights with the string that attached to it. If you were in the kitchen, you'd see the paper on the wall, but you also see out to the cotton patch and the cotton and the soybean fields. And I think watching my mom and all of what she did to minister to these people in her community, you know, you always see these shows about these country doctors and everything. Well, I can say the community of Southside, where I'm from, had that with my mom, Jerry Furman. Miss Jerry, as we all call her.
The gala is coming up February 3rd. It's right around the corner. We want to make sure that people know how to get tickets, how to be involved with this to support veterans. We've talked about the programs, and I hope that the listeners who are listening right now have a greater appreciation for Letterman of the USA. They're learning about it because the Mark White Show has a lot of new followers. Seems like every day I have new people, and they're learning about these organizations that I have a lot of passion for too. So,
and we appreciate that, Mark.
Absolutely.
You've had a lot of passion for this organization, and you're a former athlete yourself, and you have a lot of tie-ins with Brian Cunningham, and Brian and you were both place kickers. So, you know, we appreciate you and all your efforts. And, and let me just say this, since we're talking about this, I think this is something that just doesn't get enough. It doesn't get enough from the Letterman of the USA the way I think it should. The Letterman USA raises money for veterans, and we just happen to be former collegiate athletes. But, Mark, you know this. You don't have to be a former Letterman to be a part of the Letterman USA. You can be an attorney. You can be an accountant. You can be a school bus driver or somebody who's retired and just wants to give back your time to some worthy cause, which I promise you, if you want to join a team like the Alabama and Auburn family or the UAB family, before you do that, also consider joining our team, the Letterman USA team. You'll never, ever be disappointed. Since we talk about this, this organization is spiritual. It has a mission, and it's had a mission for a long time. And thank you for helping us achieve and further that mission, Mark.
It takes a village, man.
That's
takes
correct.
A lot of people.
That's correct.
And we hope that there are people out there listening right now who want to support Letterman of the USA. February 3rd, it's a Friday night at the club in Birmingham, Alabama. You can come to the 1 yard at a time gala. And again, let's share that information.
You can go to lotusa.org. Just go to lotusa.org. Not only are you going to see this new website that has a merch page now if you want to donate there as well. It's because they say, look, if you can't make the gala, and we've got veterans that are going to be at that gala that we're going to need to be able to take care of. Hey, if you can't come, make a donation. If you make a $100 donation, the guys at LD Cut and Print are merch providers. They'll send you a hat and a shirt. So, hey, just go to lotusa.org. Come out that night and join us on the 3rd of February. meet some legends, some heroes. Meet an SEC legend, Ben Tamborello, All-American center from Auburn University. Well, I also just say this to you, Mark, one of the most, I mean, greatest honorees we've ever had here at the Letterman USA. Come and meet Major General David Burfer. You know, a lot of people don't realize, I always say SOCOM retired, that's Special Forces. That's the John Wayne Green Beret kind of stuff. That's the Mike Durant's of the world, the what they call the Nighthawks. That's what they said in the what was that movie that had Michael Orr in it? What it was about him, the blind side. That's salty stuff, man. That's salty stuff. Come out and join us that night and meet a lot of former athletes and a lot of great heroes. Noah Galloway will be there too, by the way.
Excellent. LOTUSA.org. We once again appreciate Van Sykes for allowing us to host today's show from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. We want you to check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue now in its 66th year. We appreciate Van Sykes donating as well to this effort for Letterman of the USA. Daryl, thank you for coming on the show again. You're always welcome to
represent
Letterman
of the USA. Man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks for all you do for the Letterman of the USA. I just can't thank you enough.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories for you to share with others to allow them to hear these amazing stories, to recognize these difference makers. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. I said at the start of this show, this is a great mark it down show, and I want you to mark it down. Bob Sykes Barbecue, come to Bessemer, Alabama. Enjoy their wonderful food. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, You want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.